Establishing a new city can take plenty of planning. Now imagine trying to begin that new town when others are very motivated to stop you. It was the case for newly freed slaves in the years after the Civil War. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Virginia Houston has a unique tie to a place that is now nearly a ghost town.
In 1871, Pennytown was formed by a free slave named Joe Penny. He purchased the land from his master named John Hagen for $160, and he bought 8 acres of land.
Mr. Penny took those 8 acres and began to create a place former slaves could call home.
He divided it off to other settlers that was free, and that's how Pennytown was formed. It was comprised of 2 churches, a school, a lodge,
plus other buildings to house the new town's residents. But Mr. Penny also took another step very important for a new African-American town of that era.
Joe Penny had everybody get their land deeded. He had that foresight to see just in case somebody would come and say that this land did not belong to him. And that happened. And they proceeded and showed them their deed. And so that way that they would be still live on the land.
Unscrupulous neighbors were known to challenge the deeds of such communities. It was an unfortunate situation, all too common in the years immediately following the Civil War.
Back in the days, they couldn't understand why a black man could have that much money, so they were always watching them and everything like that. They were honorable people. They worked hard. They lived off of the land, and they bartered from one another, so they didn't never have too much going on back in Pennytown. They were church-going, God-fearing people.
Virginia has a unique tie to this once-thriving town, and we'll share it next time as we travel the countryside in Pennytown, near Marshall, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCrae.